request that instead of us, the Commission, developing these guidelines based on the points that you put forward this morning, that maybe it would be best for the Commission to request the General Principles Committee to examine the co-hosting arrangements as set out in Section 3 of the Secretariat's document, and of course taking into consideration your proposals, and also taking into consideration the various and positive and useful proposals which have been put forward by several delegations, for example, concerning the timeline, the visa issues, but although I note that the visa issues are taken care of in the Memorandum of Responsibilities in Part 2, where under Section 5 the visas are mentioned, and that really the Codex Secretariat prepares a new document which will be discussed at the next session of the CCGP, and before being forwarded to the CAC session. And based on that, I think we could have a guidance document which will...
Switzerland, I'm sorry, you've reached your time limit.
Yes, so basically,
please.
Madam Chair, I'm just saying that your proposal could be developed and put forward to the CCGP session, and we would have something which will be consistent and take on board the various suggestions which have been made during the session today. Thank you.
Thank you, Switzerland. Questions have heard you. We'll come back to your suggestion when we sum up. Australia, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just two quick points. The first is I don't think we refer here to at all physical working groups. We've conducted physical working groups in a range of countries. They're smaller groups than sessions of committees, and they also provide an excellent opportunity on the engagement of a particular region that may well have sensitivities to the agenda at that particular time, but it also provides a smaller and less complicated experience in what's required in hosting Codex meetings. So that's the first point. I also find it interesting if we can hold physical working groups without the regulatory framework or the legal framework around it that we require for main sessions, how we actually stand with doing that. That's just a question mark I leave there. Second point is I think the venues are also a point we need to give a lot of reflection to. Some of the better venues that I've participated in are the ones where you actually almost lock down the committees. And that causes not only good day sessions, but really good night sessions as well. And it's amazing through the looseness of the night how much you achieved. Thank you.
Thank you, Australia. I'll look forward to seeing you here this evening. Brazil, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Firstly, Brazil would like to support Argentina's suggestion, as supported by many others, of the two-year period for committee meeting arrangements. Also, in May this year, CCRVDF held a meeting in Brazil. I would like to take this opportunity, then, to thank the U.S. government for partnering with Brazil to allow this meeting to be held in my country, for which Brazil also contributed financially and logistically. It was a valid opportunity to promote knowledge of Codex, especially in our country and in the region. We believe that it is important that Codex take up on the chance of promoting new ways to make this organization more integrated, inclusive, and efficient. However, in spite of the interesting results brought by meetings held outside of the original host country, they need to be critically examined in view of the objective of greater participation of developing countries. We like to put this on record, that the analysis of such results should be thoroughly considered to ascertain how they have contributed to to reverse the very small participation of developing countries in Codex activities, an issue we hope we'll be also discussing in greater depth in Agenda Item 14. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, Brazil, for that to-the-point and brief intervention, and I'm hoping we can get through the list very quickly so that we can eventually get to Agenda Item 14. Thank you very much, Brazil. Next, Burkina Faso, please.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. Je voudrais rapidement appuyer les suggestions faites par le secrétariat et surtout les arguments avancés par l'Ouganda et le Mali à propos de l'organisation conjointe, qui est une suite logique de l'effort fourni par les pays pour leur engagement aux travaux du Codex. Et même aller plus loin en ce qui concerne aller de la co-organisation et appuyer l'idée du Chili pour aller jusqu'à l'organisation. Et la période donc de 24 mois me paraît logique, compte tenu des réalités sur le plan administratif et de l'équipement et plan communication que connaissent ces pays en développement. Maintenant, je voudrais rebondir sur la suggestion faite par le Mexique à ce qui concerne le fonds fiduciaire, parce que c'est nous, les pays en développement, qui vivons ces réalités. La Côte d'Ivoire en a parlé, et nous suggérons au fonds fiduciaire qui fait beaucoup pour les pays en développement, pour leur participation, un effort dans l'accord qu'ils doivent fournir pour permettre aux pays de procéder à leur visa, avoir les visas à temps. J'insiste là-dessus et je crois que c'est des réalités que nous vivons et nous demandons au fonds fiduciaire de revoir encore les procédures d'accord pour les pays en développement. Je vous remercie, Madame la Présidente.
Thank you, sir. Jordan, please.
شكرا سيدة الرئيسة. بداية لابد من شكر الأمانة على التقرير المقدم بخصوص تقييم دورات الهيئة في البلدان النامية. وعلى الرغم من السلبيات التي أظهرتها الدراسة من حيث انخفاض المشاركة على مستوى الأقليم أو من خارج الأقليم، إلا أن نقل المعرفة ولو بحدها الأدنى خلال عقد مثل هذه الاجتماعات في الدول النامية، إضافة إلى إشراك السلطات المسؤولة سواء كانت السياسية أو الفنية، سوف يؤدي إلى إظهار أهمية الدستور الغذائي في نفس البلد وعلى مستوى الأقليم، وخاصة فيما يتعلق بصحة وسلامة الغذاء، وبالتالي انعكاس ذلك على سلامة المستهلكين. فيما يتعلق بالمقترح الذي تقدمت فيها الرئيسة بخصوص المدونة في عملية عقد مثل هذه الدورات، فإننا نؤيدها باستثناء أن الفترة الزمنية يفترض أن تكون أكثر من سنة، وذلك لتمكين البلد المضيف من إعداد الترتيبات سواء كانت اللوجستية أو حتى على المستوى الفني داخل البلد. هناك نقطة أيضا الدراسة يفترض أنها تظهرها، هي تقديم فاعلية البلد المضيف في إعداد الأوراق العمل سواء كانت على المستوى الفني أو إعداد الوثائق من دول الإقليم في المشاركة. وهنا نقترح بأن يكون البلد المضيف على اطلاع على تقارير دورات اللجان قبل سنتين أو أكثر، حتى يكون على استعداد لترأس جانب من اجتماعات اللجنة المعقودة في بلده. شكرا سيدة الرئيسة.
Thank you, Jordan. Germany, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Germany, as chair of the CCNFSDU, has made good experience with its meetings in Thailand and South Africa, and I want to thank those both countries for their cooperation with us. What would be helpful for us is a streamlined process of co-hosting sessions and the support of the Codex Secretariat. We have it with this document lying before me, and thank you to the Codex Secretariat for that. What we also need is the support of the coordinators, of the regional coordinators. And that is one thing that I want to lay stress on. The regional coordinators can help us to find partners in other areas to co-host meetings. And finally, let me make some advertising. We are looking for a partner in South America or the Caribbean for the CCNFSDU meeting in 2010. And if you have interest in that, feel free to contact us. Thank you.
Thank you, Germany. I suggest that we take this oft-repeated suggestion of starting arrangements 2 years in advance as an agreement for an informal arrangement, otherwise you're too late already. So let's now take Cameroon briefly, please.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. Je crois que ce ne serait pas de trop que le Cameroun dise qu'il se joint aux autres pays pour soutenir la formule des autres conjoints dans l'organisation des comités du Codex. Nous savons qu'aujourd'hui, l'un des véritables problèmes de la participation des pays en développement aux travaux du Codex, c'est la sensibilisation des leaders politiques à l'importance de ces travaux. La formule des autres conjoints donne l'opportunité aux responsables du Codex, de la FAO, de l'OMS, de faire cette sensibilisation en direct, parce qu'ils ont là l'opportunité de rencontrer directement les leaders politiques, le chef du gouvernement, les ministres, qui sont impliqués dans les travaux du Codex, et de leur parler de l'importance du Codex dans le développement. Même si les résultats de cette formule ne sont pas immédiats, nous restons convaincus que, à la longue, cette formule portera de nombreux fruits que je pense juteux. Mais je dois avouer que ceci nécessite une bonne préparation, au moins 2 ans à l'avance, on l'a dit, des pays hôtes, pour que l'expérience soit un véritable succès. Nous souhaitons même que le CCGP travaille pour que la formule des autres conjoints soit formalisée, de telle manière que désormais, contient de façon alternative une réunion dans un pays en développement et une autre dans un pays développé. Je vous remercie.
Thank you, Cameroon. Japan, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Japan does support the proposed recommendations you put, and actually I did not ask the floor. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Well, thank you for your brief intervention. Zambia, please.
Madam Chair, the Zambian delegation wishes to thank you for giving us this opportunity, and we are thanking the Secretariat for a document very well written, and your summary was very much fair to the point. The Zambian delegation would wish to encourage the developing countries, many in Africa, start this process of dialoguing for co-hosting, and we are currently encouraging the Uganda Dialogue Initiative that I just started. As well, Zambia is looking in exploring in co-hosting some of the meeting as soon as we can be able to find who to partner with. Following our experience of holding the SADC region meetings in Codex, that gave us a lot of experience to see how best that could be handled. Now, when we come to technical issues of time, which has already been spoken, I won't go in that, but issues like visa, I think these are issues which are all over the world, because even us coming to Europe or to America, we've been facing these challenges, but we always manage. Why can't other people also solve those challenges to come to Africa? So this is a challenge which everybody is facing, and it should not be an obstacle at all. And these meetings when they are held in developing countries. It just depends on how the host government handle it. Like we had the CC fix in Philippines. It was very wonderful. And the government assisted the organization committee, and we had no much problem either on visa, on entry aside. And that's in Africa. We are very much ready to work with our government to see that we can be able to smoothen those problems which can be countered by working with the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Minister of Agriculture, and Minister of Health, and that can see us to be able to start somewhere. Coming now to the participation, obviously, Africa is still as if it's a dark continent. We don't expect today to say the participation
Sir,
will be
I need to remind you, you've reached your two-minute limit. Thank you.
This participation will increase as more African countries can be hosting this meeting. Thank you, Madam.
Thank you very much. Morocco, please.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. Je devais normalement intervenir un peu plus en avant parce que je figurais au cinquième ou sixième rang donc, sur votre liste, mais ce n'est pas un problème. Donc ce que vous voulez dire, il a été dit par un certain nombre de délégations, mais comme vous savez, donc, le Maroc accueillera donc, fin septembre le comité du Codex sur les poissons et les produits de la pêche. Nous remercions tout d'abord donc, le secrétariat pour son rapport et sa qualité aussi. Et donc, nous trouvons cette formule de d'hôtes conjoints très bénéfique, étant donné donc l'impact aussi bien au niveau national en matière de communication sur le rôle, les travaux du Codex, etc. Mais aussi, ce qu'avait dit un certain nombre de délégations, c'est surtout sur l'engagement des autorités nationales. Et si vous le permettez, Madame la Présidente, nous saisissons cette occasion donc pour remercier la Norvège, hein, qui a bien voulu donc nous apporter son aide et son expérience pour assurer donc la réussite de cette réunion. Et nous comptons sur donc la une grande participation des membres. Et merci, Madame la Présidente.
Thank you very much, sir. The last country on my list is Kenya. Can you please, then we will sum up and move on to the next item, having actually covered, I believe, in this discussion, quite a bit of what we might need to cover, now not need to cover in such detail in items later on our agenda, because we've had a very good discussion this morning. So thank you very much, and Kenya, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Kenya supports the concept of co-hosting. And we are, of course, also exploring ways of co-hosting one of the committee meetings soon. We also do think that this co-hosting should lead to hosting and not only co-hosting. We think, Madam Chair, that you should have also considered the problems that we have in attending meetings in the host countries and not only the problems that others have attending meetings in the co-hosting countries. And some of the issues I would want to bring to your attention, Madam Chair, is the fact that Kenya specifically, we've not been able to attend the milk and milk products committee meetings because we've never been able to get the New Zealand visa. And a practical example is that we need, for us to get a visa to New Zealand, we have to go to South Africa, where we also need a visa to South Africa. We do hope that we'll have a chance to co-host this meeting so that we are able to attend, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, we also realize that the problems we have to go to Latin America are insurmountable. To go to Latin America, we have to get transit visas through the U.S., and this becomes a little bit difficult for us to attend these meetings. It's not only time-consuming, it is expensive, and of course, we can at times never send our passports to take 3 months when we also need them to be able to travel elsewhere. Madam Chair, we still think that FAO and WHO could do much more in terms of having us acquire these visas. And we do hope that to show goodwill and the intent to have us participate in these committee meetings, then the whole discussion around diplomatic issues should be to allow us, of course, to get visas on arrival and not to go to third countries to get these visas. We do hope that you'll take this into consideration, Madam Chair, and also understand that we have problems going to the host countries, and not only them coming to us, and I think we have more problems than they have. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, sir. The problems you have just mentioned put the problems that we are dealing with today and this week in perspective, certainly. I'd like to turn the microphone over to FAO for a response to some of these comments, particularly the ones you just raised. Then I will ask the Secretariat to respond, and we will sum up. Thank you. FAO, please.
Quisiera expresar el convencimiento que tiene la FAO que estos arreglos y las experiencias obtenidas hasta ahora en el co-sharing de las reuniones es sumamente positiva, porque como ya he indicado por varias delegaciones, no solamente sirve para que los miembros de los diferentes países se conozcan mejor, pero sobre todo para favorecer un intercambio de experiencias prácticas, que sumadas a las acciones de fortalecimiento de la capacidad que se realizan a través de proyectos y diversas actividades de la FAO y la OMS, puede mejorar el funcionamiento del CODEX y la participación efectiva, así como la aplicación de las normas a nivel de los países. En relación con los requerimientos sobre los visados, como ya informó nuestro colega de la OMS, este es un aspecto que requiere un análisis y además una preparación anticipada de los de las participaciones que los países quieren hacer al respecto. Gracias.
Thank you, FAO. Secretary, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Summarizing maybe a little bit from what I have heard for us to do is, I think, concerning the analysis of participation, it is definitely not conclusive because there's very little data. If you look at it, there's only relatively few sessions overall that have been held outside, and it is still a starting up project, and we're trying to get it right. As to the suggestion that work should go to the Committee on General Principles, which I have heard, I am personally not sure that this is necessary, because the arrangements, the contact between the countries, that is really something where we don't want to have any procedures, I think, because that is an informal contact, and that should continue, I believe, in that basis. Where we might consider to include something in the procedural manual if we wanted would be concerning the formal arrangements concerning the conclusion of letters and agreement, so that reference material is always available instead of hiding it in a report. So I would not be against putting a little bit more pages in the procedural manual on that. At the moment, the procedural manual says only in the guidelines to host governments of codex committees and ad hoc intergovernmental task forces that the member country should consider arrangements for holding codex sessions in developing countries. If we wanted, we might think of adding there it should be considered to start contacts between the host and codex as early as possible, but even that, I would not want to put a rule on that. Because once we put a rule in, we kind of tend to be fixed to those rules, and it is an informal process. The only thing that is really fixed here is what we say in the document, the formal arrangements need to be in place, and everything needs to be done to get them in place. And that is really the only thing I would think should be in our procedures. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary. I will then sum up with the suggestion, having heard all these comments this morning, that the Commission endorse the proposals as suggested by me at the opening of this session, with the addition of the strong recommendation that discussions begin at least 2 years in advance of the planned co-hosted session. Can the committee agree with that? I see One flag, Switzerland, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair, for your summary. What I would like to know is, the recommendation will it be guidelines, just like you stated at the beginning? Because you say that you like us to have guidelines which could institute the co-hosting arrangements. So if it's guidelines, then there should be more to it than the 3 points which are here. And further, Madam Chair, I think that members of the Commission have given lots of input which should be taken on board and kept somewhere. And if we don't put that in a paper, in a report, or in some document, it will be lost. And I think it would be a shame, because all these are proposals to improve the process. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Switzerland. I hadn't quite finished, but thank you for anticipating my remarks. If I said guidelines, I really meant guidance. What we need, it's clear, are improved communications, better, earlier, more full, and that it is the spirit of that cooperation that will improve our ability to work together. As the Secretariat has said, we can take the suggestion for making the information more visible by putting the forms of the letters of agreement in the procedural manual, so they are available to everyone. And in addition, that all the comments that have been noted, summarized, of course, as input from the Commission members, will be in the report of this session. Thank you very much. Can the Commission agree on this, and then we will move on? Sir, do you agree? Yes? Burundi?
Oui, merci, Madame la Présidente. Bon, le Burundi est d'accord, mais il y a un commentaire que je voulais faire au niveau de la participation des pays en voie de développement dans les activités COTEC. Je n'ai pas pu intervenir dans les premiers moments, mais j'aimerais ajouter que, en fait, la participation, vous constatez que la participation des pays en développement n'est pas la même pour tous les pays. Il y a des pays où on a une grande participation et d'autres pays où il n'y a pas de participation et d'autres où il y a très peu de participation. Et qui, donc la participation qui dépend du financement du fonds fiduciaire COTEC. Alors, comme ces réunions sont très importantes, comme vous l'avez constaté vous-même, je demanderai à ce qu'un effort soit orienté sur la participation des pays qui n'ont pas encore compris que ces participations sont très importantes. À ce moment-là, ce sont des pays qui ont un problème de budget. Alors, à ce moment-là, j'aimerais à ce que on mette sur le pied une stratégie pour sensibiliser ces pays, comme les autres l'ont déjà souligné, en tenant des réunions dans ces pays-là, surtout les pays qui n'ont pas encore participé beaucoup, comme le Burundi. Le Burundi n'a pas une grande participation, c'est seulement la participation financée par le fonds fiduciaire du COTEC. Alors, je demanderai aussi à ce qu'on augmente on essaie de réviser la procédure, parce que ici, il y a des conditions pour pouvoir bénéficier du fonds fiduciaire à cette participation. Par exemple, la participation à 50%. Le Burundi, par exemple, n'est pas capable de faire cette participation. Alors, si vous ne révisez pas cette procédure, le Burundi ne pourra pas accéder à ce financement. Alors, moi, je proposerais à ce qu'on révise, on allège les conditions.
Sir, please sum up. Thank you.
Oui, en plus, il faut augmenter, parce que vous financez, financez la participation d'une seule personne à une réunion. Alors, je demanderai à ce qu'on augmente un peu pour les certains pays qui n'ont pas assez de moyens, pour qu'il y ait participation de 2 ou 3 personnes dans une réunion. Je vous remercie.
Thank you, Burundi. Again, these issues are for discussion. Later on in the agenda of this meeting, there is a specific time set apart for discussion of the trust fund. Now, having taken as much time as we've taken this morning, which is good, it's clear these issues are important, we're going to have to adjust the time probably available for discussion of that item, but we can all keep in mind the comments we've heard and not have to repeat them then later at that session. At this point, delegates, we have spent over an hour and a half almost on this item. We can't reopen discussion. I'm asking, can the Commission agree with the suggestions that I have made? And I would only ask whether there are any disagreements, please. Any disagreements. Norway, you disagree. Okay?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Actually, we were of the same opinion as the Swiss delegation. We were actually of the understanding that there might be developed a guideline. We think this was a good idea, or would be a good idea. We have discussed this, as you said, for 1.5 hours. A lot of good suggestions have come up. We would really like to see these suggestions in a guideline. This would be of help for us. And we were actually looking forward to discuss this in the CCGP. Thank you.
Thank you, Norway. Thank you for your indulgence, delegates. Let me try another summing up, and then let's hope this can be agreeable so we can move on. Taking into full account the comments and suggestions that have been made by the Commission, the Secretariat will prepare a paper, discussion paper, for the Codex Committee on General Principles next session through revision of this paper that you have read to incorporate the comments made today that will be submitted to General Principles next session for discussion. And in the meantime, we use the guidance that has been suggested and was described by me at the beginning of the discussion of this item. So let's take advantage of that thinking so far. There's no need to wait to talk about it in general principles, but schedule a discussion in general principles and start now to use the guidance that we have discussed already. Can this be agreed? Yes? Do I see any objection? Kenya, you're objecting.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think your latest trial is quite in that direction. But I think that the CCGP should revise the whole principle of hosting and co-hosting, because we so much think that hosting is not permanent and perpetual. We also think that the whole thing about choosing, of course, couples are free to choose one another, but we so think that there has to be guidelines on this, because you cannot only choose at will. We need to have a process which would allow every other country to be able to co-host, but not just standing up and say, I need this to walk along with. I do think that if we're able to open up and discuss the whole principle of hosting and co-hosting, then we should be able to get a way forward in which all of us would be able to participate effectively and feel part and family of the Codex family.
Thank you very much, Kenya. I take that rather as agreement with my proposal, because when this comes before general principles, this issue is open for discussion, and it is clear there's a very great deal of interest in it, and I'm actually excited to see the vitality and commitment of interest in this working arrangement. So may I, Secretariat, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. The Secretariat has agreed to prepare a discussion paper on the basis of the document that we have in front of us, which concentrates on the juristical diplomatic arrangements. The Secretariat will not include in the paper any discussion about how to choose hosting, co-hosting government. The Secretariat is not in a position to do this. If any member state wants to make a proposal on that to the Committee on General Principles, please do so. But the Secretariat is not in a position to do so. Thank you very much.
That's correct. We will have an opportunity through this discussion paper to raise these issues at General Principles. Are we agreed? I see nodding heads and no flags in disagreement. I thank you very much. It's been a rich discussion, clearly surfacing issues that are really, really important to building capacity and confidence and trust in one another. Now, let's move with no delay to part four and agenda item 12. We'll have a brief pause to rearrange this table as agenda item 12. For this agenda item, you will have the pleasure of having the chairing of this session being done by Vice Chair Ben Maniendo.
Good morning, delegates. Can we please get started? Thank you very much for your understanding. We are going to move on to agenda item number 12, the respective documents for this agenda item will be flashed on soon. Before we begin, I would like to thank the chairperson of the commission for allowing us to assist in furthering the work of the commission through chairing of some of the sessions. I'd like also to thank all of you and ask for your cooperation in trying to finalize the items on the agenda. Agenda item 12 talks about matters for action by the Commission. They are matters for the Commission for action. We need to take the action, especially during the session of this Commission. We also need to move the Codex agenda forward by finding solutions to the many problems that we have been experiencing. And we need to focus on solutions and practical solutions to advance the Codex process. And therefore, I look forward to your indulgence. I look forward to your cooperation. And I look forward for concrete practical solutions to the challenges that we have, especially under this item and many other items that we shall be considering during this session. I'd now like to move on to the first item on our agenda, which is future work on animal feeding. This work was considered by the 31st session of the Commission, and the Commission at that time agreed on how to proceed. And I would like now to ask the Secretariat to briefly give us that part of history, and then we shall focus on how we move forward with that work if we decide in that direction. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good morning. As you know, this matter has been on the table of the Commission since quite a lot of time. In fact, we started to discuss about future work on animal feeding when the Commission, at this 27th session, agreed to dissolve the ad hoc task force on animal feeding. Discussion continued over the 28th, 29th, and 31st session of the Commission. And at the last session last year, the Commission agreed to postpone decision on possible new work on animal feeding until the current session, and agreed to establish an electronic working group hosted by Denmark and co-chaired by Mexico to prepare a proposal for the scope and the terms of reference of a future work on animal feeding, taking into consideration the conclusion and the recommendation of the FAO-WHO expert meeting on animal feeding impact on food safety, and also asked this electronic working group to prepare a proposal as to suitable mechanism for Codex to carry out this work. Mr. Chair, I would suggest to ask the country hosting the electronic working group to introduce briefly the report of the electronic working group. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Secretariat. As we are aware, the electronic working group was hosted by Denmark and co-chaired by Mexico. And would like to thank Denmark and Mexico for the work that was done. It's now my pleasure to request Denmark to briefly give us the key issues out of that working group. Denmark, please.
Thank you, Chair. First of all, I want to thank all the participants, especially Denmark, especially Mexico as co-chair, Ms. Ingrid Michelle Pedrode. And next, just to go on from where the Codex Secretariat went to, we came up with a proposal including 6 items for future work. The first item was the existing and valuable Codex text on concerning risk analysis, which we wanted to go through to find out if there were some gaps or if it could cover feed. The second item was to go through the existing Codex text on exchange of information concerning emergency situations and rejection of imported foods. And the third item was to go through the existing Codex code of practice for source-directed measures to reduce contamination of food with chemicals. In the report from the electronic working group, it is recommended that the Codex committees responsible for the different texts in question should examine the texts and make a report which identifies the possible gaps. And if gaps are found, the report should also make recommendations as to the necessary revision needed for the text to be sufficiently applicable to the feed area. The outcome of the report from the existing Codex committees should be passed on to the Codex Alimentarius Commission for further consideration on the 33rd session in 2010, next year. Now, the items 4, 5, and 6, they should, according to the report, be carried out, paying careful attention to the reports from the different Codex committees mentioned in relation to item 1, 2, and 3. Item 4 deals with, it is proposed in item 4, to develop a detailed guideline for governments on how to apply the existing Codex risk assessment methodologies to the various types of hazards related to feed for food-producing animals. In item 5, it is proposed that we develop a prioritized list of hazards for governmental use. The list should contain hazards of international relevance that are reasonably likely to occur and are thus likely to warrant future attention. The outcome will be a report including the priority list, and it should be forwarded to the appropriate Codex committees for further consideration. And then the last item, it deals with establishing of criteria for the global identification and notification of emergency situations affecting the feed sector. Such criteria are essential to the efficient operating of existing systems regarding the exchange of information about food safety. The outcome of item 6 is expected to be a guideline including these specific criteria for identification and notification of emergency situations. Now, that was a proposal for future work, but the electronic working group had also to come up with proposals as to suitable mechanisms for Codex to carry out this work. And I can inform you that this was not the easiest part of the work, and we did not manage to reach completely consensus. It is proposed, as already said, that item 1, 2, and 3 should be carried out by existing Codex committees, but that item 4, 5, and 6 should be carried out by a new task force. And now, of course, it's up to the Commission to decide how the work should proceed. The work in the electronic working group underlines that indeed there is a need to go on with the work on feed in relation to food safety. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Denmark, for the brief report. We have had the summary from Denmark of what transpired in the group, and now this report is before the Commission. But we also note that there have been comments on the report. We need first and foremost to agree as Commission whether there is need for work in the area of animal feeding, and then be able to move forward in that direction. The floor is now open for discussion. Sweden, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would just like to first remind you that today is the 1st of July and Sweden has taken over the presidency of the European Union for the next 6 months. Therefore, I'm now speaking on behalf of the European Community and its member states. And we believe that feed is an important and integral part of the food chain, and Codex is a risk management body, and therefore we fully support the proposed work by the electronic working group, and we would like the work to go forward in the form of a task force. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. Sweden speaking on behalf of the European Community. I recognize the flag of the United States.
Thank you, Chair. We do want to first note and commend the work of Denmark and Mexico for a very thorough report on this important issue, which provides a series of steps for us to look at as our next work. The United States believes that the work that is outlined in steps 1, 2, and 3, as Denmark noted, should be completed and presented to the Commission for consideration before we make decisions regarding the next steps. We believe that, as the representative from Denmark noted, that these will form the basis of the work 4 through 6. And I am referring to a document circular letter that was sent out in this regard. We do believe that establishment of a task force is premature, and this work on steps 1 through 3 can better be done by an electronic working group at this point. And there's some advantages of an electronic working group in that it is a more efficient way to operate. It will be more accessible to countries, That will allow us to then make a decision at the end of that work as to how to carry out the next steps. 1 through 3 is an inventory of the existing guidance, and that will tell us where the next work should go. It's very possible that the next work could actually be carried out by some existing committees, and I think we should be mindful of the need of Codex to not be creating additional bodies, subsidiary bodies, and we have to be very careful when we go down that road. We will be seeing a report later about the Secretariat, and so I would recommend that at this time we establish an electronic working group. The United States would be very happy to co-chair that, and at the point when that work group is finished, we then decide how to finish the rest of the work that's identified. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, United States. I recognize the flag.